towards the bottom of the page. I'm Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina. Nosa shakala lo yamov. Loikala tumah ben loikala taglachas v'la lo yain. See, already fulfilled his time period that he has to be a nazir, but he hasn't brought the kabbalas yet. So the law has called him on, he hasn't brought the kabbalas yet. So he's still a nazir. So Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina says he has an issur being metamal lemesim, which would be mechayev malchus, but not if he cuts his hair or if he drinks wine. So Mor says, I don't get it. Maishna tuma deloki. Maybe the reason why we say he gets malchus by tuma is because there's a pasuk of the Makor, Kol yemei haziroi l'Hashem. So the word kol is the rabbis yamim shel acher malois. Even though he's filled his time, he's filled up the whole time that he has to do. But the rebbe of the word kol told me that he's still chayav malchus. Okay. But if that's the drasha, we can make the same drasha by taglachas. The omer rachmona kol yemei neder nizrei nar lois tar lo yaver al roshoi. We should darshan lasu jam shalachim alois kiyam shalathem alois. The besu kol yemei nizroi mikol asher ye osem gefen ayayin. So again, it says the word call lasu jam shalachim alois kiyam shalathem alois. But the word call is said by all three yisurim. So why do we darshan? Rest of Chinah saying we darshan the word call by one and not by the other two. That doesn't make sense. Okay. Some more answers. No. Shani Halcha, the Baituma, the drush is not because of the word call, because you're right, that would apply to the other two as well. But Amar Rachmana, Mitimei Rosh Nizroi, Misha Nizroi, Toli Loiber Roshai. So the Torah describes the act of Tuma being problematic because he's Matama Rosh Nizroi. So why does it stress on being Matama Rosh Nizroi? So there's a case where the only thing which is left in his Naziris is the hair. In other words, he finished the days, but since he hasn't cut his hair yet, i.e. he hasn't brought the karbonos yet, it's still a problem. So that's the rebuy of Mesre.
What's the rebuy of calling
him? No, the rebuy is not the rebuy is the word of Tomei Rosh Nizroi. Mesre. So we have a brisa. Nazir shekala lo yomov, asher legaleach v'lish tres yayin v'litamar lemesim, v'im gilach v'shasa yayin v'nitamar lemesim, v'reza sefer gezar boyim. Tziyupta. So Rav Yosef Chanina's drasha is not accepted, and the brisa says that there's going to be malchus in all three. Zakta Rosh. Nazir shekala lo yomov. The time of the Nazirus has been completed. The Dayan Lehavi Karbonos, but he has not brought the Karbonos yet. Shalok al Tuma. Now, Abishan Soyser, it's not, the Tuma doesn't undermine the count of the days. Afil Mirabonon, Elbiyar Mlamad Aleph. So in Yom Lamed Aleph, which is the day that he brings the Karbonos, if he becomes Tamei Mirabonon, it's Soyser. Because people look at that as he's still in his Naziris. This is the right day to bring the Karbonos. And if we would let him keep his days, people would think that even when there's a case of real bona fide Tumah during the actual count of the Naziris, that's not Soyser. So we say, no, it is Soyser. But that's Mirabonon on Yom Lamed Aleph. But on Lamed Beis, it doesn't do anything to the Naziris, as it were, but okay. Where everything is printed is a different question.
I have mine on Tesvav Amad Aleph.
Vamar Rachmona, the Tomei Rosh Nizroi, Mishan Azirish Tolibur Roshay. Klomer, Sheshomu, Yemenis Yerusoy. The days of the Naziris is finished. Ve'el Naziris out to Ella Beroshoy. Soli has left the Naziris, is not the days. Ella Beroshoy Shlogilach. He hasn't cut his hair yet. Still a dying Muzer Ella Tumah. Now, Umiyu. So if that's the thought process, it's totally in the hair. So it means even if after he's brought the Karbonis, he hasn't cut his hair yet. So he still should have an Isser of Tumah. That was the Machloikas before. Umiyu, Imhevi Karbonisav, Lamechayev, Lamandamar, Taglachas, Lamahakva. But once the Karbonis have been brought, if there's machlokes whether taglachas is ma'akev or not. If your taglachas is ma'akev, so then yes, as long as he hasn't cut his hair, so he has the nozer on him. But if you hold taglachas is not ma'akev, once he brought the karbonis, since he has a heter to cut his hair, that's the equivalent of saying the hair is not there anymore. Mikri shaper nozer tali b'rosh. So the phrase of the nazir is tali in the rosh is still correct. Obviously, hevi karbonisav. Even though the karbonos haven't been brought yet, fishen gufo lasis el taglachas. So, Fred the Rosh Hakash, why do we say the issue is the hair? The issue is not the hair. The issue is the karbonos. Well, that's true, but in the body of the person, all there is the hair. There's another thing that has to do outside of that, which is bringing the karbonos. Okay. So, the Mishnah. Tesvav and Aleph.
We don't have a. Is that then the next? There's a Hagos. I guess it's from the Shita.
I don't know. What do you have?
Perish. Tachos of Mishnah. I think it's on the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. The next piece of Gemara is a little more complicated. So he undertook two Naziris, and the Naziris which starts when the child is born, that was the first Naziris that he was Makabal, and he's also Makabal in Naziris which starts immediately of 100 days. And he started his Naziris of 100 days. Another Loibain, and then he has a child which is born. So Ad Shivim lo hifsid klum, la'acher Shivim is soiser. Okay, the gerus over here is a question whether you have the word Shivim in there or not. Tosis takes out the word Shivim, but the Rosh leaves it in. Soiser Shivim shein taklachas pachas b'shloshim yom. So. If the child is born before the he has done 70 days yet, well, the child is born after he's done 70 days, he only has 20 days left. The child is born on day 80 of his Naziris. He's been being nourished the Naziris for 80 days, and then the child is born. She only has 20 days left on the Naziris of the 100. So, since he was Makabal and Naziris for the Ben first, so as soon as the child is born, that's his first Naziris, really. So that is going to interrupt, as it were, the Naziris of the 100 days. So he's Noyig the 30 days of the Naziris for the son, and now he has 20 days left to be Noyig for the Naziris for the 100 days. It's only 20 days. So when the Rosh learns, so we're saying that he ended up losing. If you learn like we had before, in this case, when you interrupt, he brings Kabbalahs after the 30 days, and he cuts his hair, so he has to redo not 20 days, but 30 days. Because even though Mitzad, the nether of the Nazir, so 120 days is sufficient, Mitzad, the Allah, he's going to have to do 30 days. So after 70, he's going to lose those days between 70, lose them, but the days between 70 and when the child is born, weren't fully effective, because he's still going to have to be noyeg in the zeros of 30 days afterwards. But up to, if the child's born before 70, so day 60 the child is born, so we noyeg in the zeros of 30 days. He has 40 days left, so great, does his 40 days, no problem. So he does 60, 30, and 40. But over here, he would do 80, 30, and then 30. As opposed to 20. So till Shivim, he doesn't lose anything. More than Shivim, he's soiser, as it were, those days. Well, that's assuming that he has to get a haircut after the 30 days. So then Mishnah makes the Mishnah reads very easily. If the halacha is that this naziris for the son of 30 days has to be noyeg with a taglachas and karbonas immediately, so you're going to have 30 days afterwards because of the rule of ein taglachas pachas bin lamedim. We had a machlokes about this before, whether that he's noyeg at all one and he brings both sets of karbonas at the end, or he gets a haircut after that interruption, that time of interruption. The case of there before was the case of the Mishnah was 30 and 30, not 130, but the courage read the same machlokes over here. So if you learn he gets a haircut, so the Mishnah reads very easily. If you learn he doesn't get a haircut, so what's the problem? He did 80 days, that's 30 days, that's 20 days, after 130 days. Total, he goes, is Megaleach, and brings two sets of karbonas.
So how many days?
In my scenario, we're taking the case of Mishnah, was 80 days, the child was born. So he's done 80 days, and now he needs those 30 days. He doesn't get a haircut after the 30 days. So he should do just 20 more for a total of 130, and then bring two sets of karbonas for both naziris. So what are you losing? So therefore, Tosis learns over here a totally different pshat, that over here the halacha is that he actually is only giving noyeg 100 days, not 130. He did not mean to be makabel two sets of naziris. That he meant to be makabel two sets of naziris in the sense he's going to bring two sets of karbonas, but he's going to use the same days to fulfill both sets of naziris, as long as the naziris for the son is in the same days as the naziris for the 100 days. He basically was saying, you know what, I want to do 30 days for my son plus some more to make a total of 100 days.
Does it perfect overlap? I mean, what happens if he does, you know, the 80 days and then the son is born?
So is it 110 or 130?
Yeah.
Right, so that seems to be a machlokes, how to learn in Tosfos Shita. He's saying once it's not an overlap, it becomes two distinct zeros, then it's 100 is one and 30 is the other, or it just means that those days there's no over, that there's not overlap. So if the child's born before Shivim, so lo hitzeklum. So he just does 100 days, and that's it. He doesn't lose anything out of the count of the 100 at all. If the la'acha shivim, so Tosfos takes out the word shivim. So soiser and the word soiser according to Tosfos is difficult. And that's one of the reasons why the Rosh argues in Tosfos and says that the word soiser doesn't really fit. It just means that he's not going to be able to fulfill his naziris for just 100 days. So in that sense, it's like it's not enough. And also the Freshen Tehachos and Pozal Nabal Yom, the Echorim point out according to this, is, doesn't fit so well. Fits much better according to the Rosh. The Rambam has a totally different plan. Okay. Zogt the Rosh. Okay, I don't know where your brush is printed. I have no idea. I have to stop in a few minutes. Okay, on the Mishnah, Reni Nozer Kishiyili Ben Menozer Kuf Kibbol Nazir Shalom Adyoim Kishiyivola Loi Ben So he's makabel a nazir of 30 days, which will start when his son is born. Then a child is born before 70 days of naziris have passed, so nothing changed. Nothing is lost. Since up to 70, he'll have at least 30 days left from the naziris of 100. The shalma yemei naziris benoi behari nazirusoi. So he's going out of the pshat that you can nest one or the other. So he fulfills both with the same 100 days. Wooden kadam shibim yom. That's obviously it's lav dafka, but it fits the last 30 perfectly. Anytime during up to 70. Wooden imamar ipra v'nozer kuf yom v'nozer chesheil ibein. If the 30 days of the son can be included in the 100 days of the other Kabbalah, that's good enough. Now, v'hadar mean we said before, any nazir, because nazir kashili ben. The manishteyem over there, we count them as two separate naziris. Hanam shum de lo shalmi kiadori. Each one was only naziris of 30 days, so by definition, you can't really fit one into the other. But even in that case over there, it's possible one case where it is possible the son is born immediately. Well, imdela lo ben b'yom rishon the minyan is irusay. So that Mishnah also, there's one scenario where we allow him to use the same 30 days for both. And he doesn't say, we say it doesn't mean two distinct, independent Nazirus, is when the child's born and the first day he starts the Kabbalah. So he started his Kabbalah of 30 days, and then the child's born. So now he can use the same 30 days for both. Okay. Now he brings a second shot, and he says, "Hachi mistabra." He finds the second shot is more mistabra. So I'm going to leave that. I have to stop now. Yeah.